Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Hell yeah!
Hold up a second.
Oh, no, I found it.
Five right there, gentlemen! Yeah! Five wins, man! Halfway point, 5-3, and I know it wasn't pretty. But don't apologize for a win in this league, guys. Don't apologize. We did what we had to do. We said we had to go 3-1 in the second quarter, and we did that.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about the next quarter coming up tomorrow. Don't worry about that quite yet, all right? Enjoy this win. It took all 60 minutes for that one. Here's what I know about this group. Here's what I know. If it is close in the fourth quarter, if it's close in the fourth quarter, you better watch out. All right? Now, that's it. Get on here, get on here. Hey,
we are discussing the Bears' crazy win that they had yesterday against the Bengals. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and we are glad that we are your choice for your drive home in your first work day where you're like, wait, what the hell just happened to the sun? Where did it go? And why did it go away at 4:43? It's a hard thing to get over, Speaks.
Guess it doesn't affect me as much. I don't know. Working here in afternoons, man. We get out at 6. It's dark. Okay.
Amazing stuff, Adeen. Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year. We're into the holiday season.
That's true.
It's the holiday season.
No, Danny, you're right. It is the holiday season.
November 3rd, Lawrence. You should be comfortable with that.
When I left here on Friday, and I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do? Because I don't really have anything going on until baseball. I'm like, I'm going to go get something to eat. So I went to Maravillas in Hyde Park, a little Mexican, like, hole-in-the-wall place, which is awesome, on Lake Park Avenue. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on outside here. What's a Hyde Park Halloween like this year? And it was insane. 53rd Street had a New Orleans-style second line walking up and down the street. And there were, like, jugglers, and there were, like, people twirling, like, flames and stuff. I'm like, Halloween is lit.
Yeah.
It was so lit.
Just wait till Christmas starts tomorrow.
It's already started. We're in the holiday season, Speaks. I don't know if you got the memo. But I was like, oh, because I left a bucket out. Because we're here usually when people are trick-or-treating. It's like, I should probably get a second bag. Because I thought that people were going to be done, and they weren't quite done. So I like ran to the Walgreens and got an extra bag. Now there's a half a bag of candy left at my house. I'll be bringing that in tomorrow.
There you go. Tomorrow's the day.
Usually, no, get in line. I got it in the car. Nothing's for reminding me. I got to go down there and get it before we leave.
Oh, the leftover candy?
Oh, yeah.
None on the counter out here today. Thought maybe after Victory Chicken there'd
during
be some leftover Halloween
during
candy.
During the break, you have some sweetener.
I figured that... The way I look at it is that this is a good way for us to be able to pay back BBM. We just go over there and just dump the candy. And then we're set.
Just take care of them. Yeah, that's a nice. You should do that tomorrow. Should absolutely do that.
Kit Kats and Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers, I'm down
I'll bring you a couple.
I'll have a couple Whoppers. Texters loving hearing Ben Johnson in the locker room there. We make it a point following Bears wins to eat chicken and to hear from Ben Johnson in the locker room. He is a lunatic and I love it. Man, if that soundbite doesn't make you want to run through a wall. Yeah, I mean, Ben feels it after games and wants to make sure his players feel it too. And there's some context in there. We'll talk about the fourth quarter a little bit more tomorrow. But as for right now, go ahead and enjoy yourself and don't apologize for a win in this league.
Enjoy yourself and enjoy the fact that the Bears are 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is a relatively easy part of their schedule. But winning on the road in the NFL is difficult. And you want to pile up as many wins as you can before you get to the back half of this schedule, which the Bears are now getting ready to walk through after they finish the Giants game.
After the game yesterday, Ben was noncommittal on what he thought of the quarterback's performance. He was asked about, I think, by our guy Jason Leisure, and Ben was careful to make sure that he didn't say anything too much in one way or another. And he said he had to look at the tape, but he was pleased with a couple things.
But Caleb's ups and downs throughout the game and then finishing strong like that.
Yeah, I can't make a knee-jerk reaction on that quite yet. Here's what I know is he threw some touchdowns. He didn't throw any interceptions, and I thought he used his legs to help us extend drives as well. So I was pleased with that.
How impressive was Kyle stepping in like he did today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. That's kind of who he's been since he's been here.
So that's on Manungai there towards the end. But so he's, you know, he's complimentary of the things that he saw from Caleb, but he was noncommittal. Should we hear from Ben today on what he thought of Caleb?
Now he's watched tape. Let's hear what Ben, after he watched the tape, how did he feel about Caleb's performance?
What did you see about him in the pocket upon further review? I know you'd offered yesterday that he didn't throw a pick, but that you wanted to take a look at everything else.
Yeah, no, there's a number of things that I was pretty pleased with. It's looking more like I want it to look, that he wants it to look like. I can think of one particular instance off the top of my head before halftime where call play and they end up clouding it to the side of the primary. So that's not there. He gets through his progression and quickly dumps the ball to the back as he's stepping up in the pocket. Now, we didn't throw our best ball. It was a little bit high and we didn't haul it in, but that to me was what we want this quarterback to look like as he's playing within the timing and the rhythm of the offense and trusting his feet to take him through the progression. So something for us to build on. There's a couple that we can continue to clean up, and I think he's starting to play faster. The more reps we're getting on some of these concepts, he's understanding the intent, the coverages that we're really looking to get. And, you know, if we're not getting those coverages, can we quickly get to number two or number three, or even look to run with that ball? So, it's coming along nicely.
On the topic of Caleb scrambling, I know that's been an emphasis here in recent weeks. What happened for him yesterday that unlocked it in the way that it got unlocked yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know that route-wise we did a whole lot different. I think our guys had some pretty good reactions when they saw him get flushed out. He threw some good catchable balls, and they came down with it. And then there were a few times where he was looking down the field. It wasn't there, and he decided to take off with his legs. And so it was a good mix of that. It wasn't like he was trying to overdo it with his legs or try to force anything with his arm. I think he found the right balance with playing fast and making the defense hurt. I think that's part of what makes him unique as a player. And like I've said so many times before, we want to incorporate that as part of the offense. We don't want to shy away from it.
All right, so there's Ben Johnson on Caleb, and he's pleased with some things, but he also talked about one that was even an incompletion. It gives you a window into kind of what he's asking for him to do, be able to go through the progressions and maybe make a throw as he's scrambling. I was the guy who was driven crazy yesterday by about like 10 or 12 different Caleb plays, maybe 13.
Arch didn't help.
In terms of
driving, he had a role in driving you crazy yesterday.
You think so?
Yep.
Why did Arch have a role in driving me crazy?
Because I thought his analysis was pretty good, and there was definitely he was locked in to the idea of Caleb needs to do a better job of getting out of the pocket and moving and maybe running himself in some of those situations.
He said it a lot. He absolutely said it a lot. Said, you want to hear some Arch? This is Adam Archuleta on watching Caleb in the pocket and then as he begins to scramble as well.
Williams looking end zone. Here they come. Williams escapes. Looking. Fires just out of the back of the end zone. It actually hits the upright.
In this part of the field, I would have loved to see right there, Caleb, take off. You seen it right there. Just go. Take off to the right side. Try to make something happen. It's when he tries to hesitate in the red zone, those extra few seconds, he would have been much better off just taking off and running. He's had great success using his legs in this game.
Well, the running lane certainly closed quickly, but that instantaneous decision-making.
So there's Adam Archuleta wanting him to run. We did hear that a bunch about him in the red zone, and he did run some.
He ran a lot.
Mm-hmm.
53 yards for Caleb Williams on the ground. Averaged almost 11 yards a carry.
I marked plays as they went. And look, we're waiting until now to even get to it because it's a great win. And we have been sitting in the win and enjoying the win. And Caleb did some wonderful things, including that great throw to Loveland at the end. And there was a lot of really good stuff.
He also caught a couple of passes
yesterday.
Yes,
he did.
He did everything but sell popcorn.
Yeah. And it's a mix. But I think it's okay to be honest
Chicago
about
mix.
I think it's okay to be honest about what we're seeing too. And I got like 10 or 12 different plays that I marked along the way.
Run them down.
I don't need to run all of them down, but a lot of times it was the same thing. Hesitation. Once he gets in the back, and then dancing around in the pocket, and then peeling out one direction or the other and scrambling super wide.
Doing that orbit scramble that he likes to do.
A super wide to one side or the other.
Usually his right.
And then making a late throw, like the latest throw he can possibly make as he looks for some magical home run, the Superman play down the field. And sometimes it's just out of reach on the sideline of somebody. It's not going to be intercepted, but it's like It's just out of reach or it's out of the end zone and it's an incompletion. And okay, it is whatever. But like, there are plenty of times, and he's learning, where he can just check it down or just run for 6 or 8 yards. He could add a lot more yards yesterday than he did and move the sticks a couple of times. And it happened right before the long field goal that was missed, right before the time they had to settle for a field goal after the fumble. And he said after the game that he was frustrated with that time that they should have got 7. It's okay to point this stuff out. To me, that's still happening way too much, that he hesitates, freezes up a little bit, then does that orbit scramble one direction or the other and goes all the way to the outside and then has the incompletion. I feel like I'm still seeing that. I marked it 10 times yesterday in the game. Am I crazy? Am I the only one out here who is frustrated by that element of his still developing game?
I mean, I don't know if frustrated is where I would put myself, especially after a game like that, like where he accounts for, what, 370 yards of offense on the day and doesn't throw an interception and it uses his legs as a weapon. I have a hard time really coming down on a quarterback that was engineering 47 points for I know that there are still the things when we are critiquing quarterback play, and it shouldn't be results oriented all the time, that there's the process part of it. But when I see some of the things that he did, including not losing his head at the end of the game,
absolutely,
like that stuff matters to me, maybe a little bit more than some of the stuff that we have been harping on inside of losses, where you point to it and go, hey, that's something that helped to cause the loss instead of elevate them to win. I thought Caleb's play yesterday elevated them to winning. That's those are the things that I'm looking for from him.
Mm-hmm.
He did a little bit of – he seems to be one of those guys that likes – like there's a little – I know we keep throwing the name Cutler around. He's similar in Cutler where like he kind of wants to get into the game. And so I think that it was smart, even though I don't want to see it that often, the idea of having him as a receiver and using some trick plays to let the football player in Caleb come out as much as the quarterback in Caleb come out, because he's a competitor and he wants to show that he's a tough dude and he wants to play the game. But he accounted for 4 touchdowns yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard for me to like pick nits on this one.
Okay, but I understand, but that's why I'm just trying to have a relaxed conversation about it, and I don't mean to be picking a nit. I just mean to be pointing it out. And thankfully, he's aware of it too. Like, I think this is something that he's very well aware of. Listen to him in postgame, because he actually addressed this exact thing as he was talking about what he sees, when to use his legs, when not to use his legs, etc.
I've need to be more conscious of myself to be able to help this team. I think, you know, my legs can be dangerous in any moment, but definitely in key moments. And so, when they cover the guys down, don't always have to scramble and just, you know, do those cool plays and things like that. I'm on scramble drill. Go get the yardage, get down, live to fight for another down. And when the big shots come, you know, or anything like that, the completions, checkdowns, whatever, just make them and, you know, keep the team moving.
How about that? I was like, hell yeah. There's some honest self-awareness. I don't have to try to do the cool play. How much have we talked about that in the past month?
Yes.
I don't have to try to do the cool play and create the scramble drill at every time. So that's a challenge. That's the challenge for him. And that's what's being broken down. So I think it's okay to point out that it's still the challenge for him. And they overcame the times that he did it yesterday. And he was clutch at the end when it mattered. And I'll give him...
Those are all the things that you want a quarterback to do.
Absolutely.
Things are not going great. Our special team sucks. The defense can't stop anybody.
He made the throw in the moment.
He didn't blink.
Yep.
He didn't blink.
Absolutely.
And he was also an effective weapon as a receiver and a running back.
Don't you think that Ben is talking to him about the stuff that I brought up and the stuff that Caleb is admitting with self-awareness in postgame?
I 100% think that those are things that you bring up.
So I'm just trying to live in the actuality of the development as well as enjoy the win.
Okay, but in the actuality of the development is a quarterback with a 114.8 passer rating,
mm-hmm,
who didn't throw an interception yesterday and did everything yesterday, and you won. You scored 47 points. And in the moment where you needed him to do the heroic thing,
he did it.
He did it. So it, for me, there are a lot of things to be you're not angry, and frustrated, I think, is not the right word either.
Yeah, maybe frustrated is wrong. Noticing the stuff that still happens even as he's developing.
Yeah, marking down all this stuff and keeping it as a file on watching Caleb getting better. I just think that I don't want to say that yesterday was some incredible step forward in his progress, because it was the Bengals and they're not very good. I just thought, man, he balled yesterday. Like, you wanted him to make plays, he made them. Whatever way that you wanted him to make the plays yesterday, he made them. He got out there and he gave you a bunch of first downs with his legs. He gave you those.
He did.
And
it's just a tough position, and you got to make good decisions as much as humanly possible.
And I thought that he did that yesterday. And here's the other thing, because we haven't really talked about it, and inside of a game where your team wins and you score 47 points, there shouldn't be a lot of discussions about what happened with the offense. What does his day look like if Rome doesn't drop the 2 passes that were thrown to him?
Well, one of them's for Cole's completion percentage. One of them's Cole Kmet's completion.
Yeah, that's
percentage.
Right. That's right. He messed up Cole's passer rating.
Cole would have been one
yeah,
of one.
Yeah, how about that?
Yesterday.
And you're sticking him with a 39.6 passer rating.
Good conversation. And I don't think we need to be at like opposite poles. Like, he was bad, he was good, and that's not what we're doing. Texters said he needs a better runner's ball and better accuracy. Not frustrated, just not satisfied. I think that's fair. I wasn't frustrated yesterday. As much as I was at times not
satisfied. You're still paying attention to it, and I think that that's good. I just, in all of this stuff with Caleb, is, are you starting to win because of him? And I felt like yesterday was one of those games where you could mark that down as a Caleb win. Some will say it's a Ben win.
I think it was a Ben win.
But I don't, but that's part of his gig, is to get the quarterback in a position to make plays. And he did that. Eventually, Caleb will be running on autopilot, hopefully. Hopefully, he'll be running on autopilot, and he'll be able to do some of this stuff. But he did it yesterday. And there were possessions, like that possession after the interception, I wasn't happy with.
He wasn't either. That's why he wasn't happy. If anybody saw him unhappy, he was, that was the point.
I also wasn't happy with some of the choices that Ben made in the game. When you're averaging 7 yards a carry, do you really need to throw the ball as much? Do you really need in the last minutes of the game trick plays when you are mauling them in the run game? Like, even looking at it just in a box score perspective, this is a ridiculous number, okay? The Bears ran the ball 37 times for 283 yards. The Bears as a team averaged 7.6 yards per carry.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. We got to take a break because we have Chris Emma sliding in here, and then he's got to get out and go back to his roles at WBBM. So
yeah, let's get him in here.
We got to
get in here, Emma.
Come on here, Chris.
Bears hit. Two words next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Bears.
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. Getting tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
We like Chris Emma. He is here joining us to give us our Bears report. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He's actually here in the room with us, which is great. Emma, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. What do we need to know?
Happy Victory Monday. The Bears are 5-3. They earned a thriller yesterday, and it was really something being around that team after the game, being in that locker room, and Ben Johnson touched on it. Like, these guys were very happy, obviously, but they also were a little ticked off. Some guys understanding that they did not play their best football. But when you win a football game like that, you got to celebrate. You got to enjoy it. As Ben Johnson said, nobody should apologize for winning a game like that. And I was really curious to talk to some of these guys and get an understanding of their true feeling at heart. And we'll get right to it, because I talked to a guy I was eager to speak with, Joe Tooney, who's been part of many thrilling wins in the past. And here's Joe Tooney.
You guys step out there 17 seconds, needing some place to get down there. What do you see in your quarterback's eyes in that moment?
Just poise and confidence. You know, we were all locked in as a unit. Just we knew we had a ways to go, and just took it a play at a time, and, you know, he did a great job. And, you know, what a finish. That was awesome.
You played in some wild games in Kansas City, New England. I can think one that's probably up there with this. But, I mean, what was it like being out there with this game? This
group? Yeah, it was not often you get – yeah, just – so back and forth. You know, we know their offense is so explosive, and we knew it was going to be a 60-minute game. You know, Cincinnati's a really tough place to play, and, you know, just credit to this team for 60 minutes staying together. You know, not folding. It got, you know, bleak at the end, but just kept fighting, and, you know, love being part of this team.
Two-score lead, almost a three-score lead becomes, you guys are down now. So I take everything that went into it. You said nobody blinked on the sideline. So why was that? Why did you guys feel that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it just... you know, day to day, Coach Johnson, all the coaches do a great job of instilling, you know, just fundamentals, you know, stay together. It's a 60-minute game, and we knew there was still time. And, you know, Caleb's, you know, special quarterback, and, you know, he made great plays down there. And, you know, we're out of the fight, so it was awesome.
He made two catches as well. He had a throw and a run. Yeah. The box score's wild today. What's it like being part of that, where everybody's doing a lot and the play calling is creative?
Yeah, no, it's a blast. And, you know, we can put up a lot of points. It's awesome. And, it's fun playing out there.
That's Joe Tooney, who won rings with the New England Patriots and won rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked a lot about the lineage in the offseason, but right there where he's talking about, yeah, Cincinnati's a tough place to play. I'm thinking of times the Chiefs got by Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. And you were referencing, Chris Emma, the game with the Bills and the Chiefs when Pat Mahomes drove the Chiefs into field goal range with 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter and beat them in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, he's played in some of these games before. I've just wondered where Joe Tooney's head is with this team, because he's won four Super Bowl rings. He's been part of dynasties, not just good teams, great teams, but dynasties. And he's on a team that's getting from the ground up. I've just kind of been curious, what's this experience like for him? You've got a young quarterback. You don't have Brady or Mahomes. You got a guy who's trying to be like that. You've got a young team and a roster that's trying to get off the ground here. For him to say, I love this team, like, I think that's genuine. I really take that as he's enjoying the ride and being part of this team trying to rise up.
With DeAndre Swift being hurt, there was a lot of questions on how this run game is going to be effective. Look at them averaging almost 8 yards a carry as a team yesterday. How did they do it?
Well, there was a point yesterday with Kamen Ungay amid his 176 yards and just a dominant performance for a rookie seventh rounder. He had to go get his ankle taped. He got rolled off, limped off the field. I saw he didn't go to the tent. He just quickly got taped up. And in that point, Britton Brown comes out there, number 38, somebody who probably wasn't on the radars of many Bears fans going into this game. He's a fascinating guy. He was a seventh-round pick in 2022, bounced around the league. He's played in six games before this, never carried the football. And suddenly he's thrust out there because they don't have anybody else. But one guy's on the sidelines. There's 38, and he's getting the ball. He gets two good carries, and then comes the third one. At that moment, Kyle Manungay is ready to go. His ankle's taped up. Eric Bieniemy says, hang on, we're getting this playoff. You're going in next. Brendan Brown takes that thing for a touchdown. So he was over Joey, and this is a guy who lived a dream after years of working for this. So here's Brendan Brown.
Well, take me through what you saw on your touchdown run.
I mean, you see on that play, it was just wide open. The guys did a good job of getting out and running, like our O-line always does. Just trusted the process of it, and then just hit it as fast as I could. There's a couple DBs out there in the space, and I just kind of ran. I didn't really want to make no moves. Just go straight to the end zone.
What's that feeling like for you?
Oh, that's the best feeling in the world. Ain't nothing better than getting a touchdown. That was my first one in a regular season. You know, it's been just 4 years of doing preseason and kind of scoring that way. But it means a lot different when it means a lot to the team itself.
I mean, those are your first carries today in a regular season game. What's it like after you said 4 years of working for this, grinding, mm-hmm. waiting for opportunities, and you not only get a chance, but you break a big, big touchdown run there?
Yes,
right,
sir.
Away.
Yeah, it's just trusting everything and the work and yourself. It may come as a surprise to other people, but I know that I'm supposed to be here, and I knew I was going to get an opportunity at some point. You know, I just had to. It's just a game of odds at that point. So as soon as they told me I was going to be playing running back this game, I knew I was going to get the ball, and I wasn't going to let that chance go to waste.
I know if you saw, but like Kyle was obviously getting checked out on the sideline. He was ready to come in before your touchdown run there. They kind of held him back.
Oh, that's good. I didn't see that. No. I needed that one, man. He's the bell cow. They worked him, and, you know, I love Kyle. That's, if you see what he's doing right now, he's a testament to the same, cut from the same cloth as me. You know, he's a hard worker. He's going to always live up to the moment, and he did just that today. So I appreciate him. 26 carries, that's a lot of carries in an NFL game. We're going to give him a vet day probably next week just to help him out. But yeah, it was really cool just playing with those guys.
Man, that's a great job, Chris Emma. Britton Brown, his first carries ever in the NFL. He's got 2 degrees. He had a computer science degree at Duke, and then got a master's in education at UCLA. During this past offseason, he was going to become a cybersecurity agent in Nashville, and then the Bears called. And here he is. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you can put that off until later. Yeah. Now he's got another touchdown in the league, which is great. We all know about Hail Marys.
Yes.
And we know that they've been a problem here in the past. It wasn't yesterday. Why not?
Well, I'm going to take this back before the Hail Mary dagger last year in Washington. I believe it was a week or two before that. The Lions, with Ben Johnson on the sidelines, were facing the Vikings. And the Vikings had a Hail Mary at the end of a wild game. And Dan Campbell, with Aaron Glenn as his defensive coordinator, dialed up pressure. It was like 7 guys coming at Sam Darnold. He did not have a chance. Drilled. Throw goes incomplete. That's what Ben Johnson preaches. That's what Dennis Allen preaches, is being the aggressor. Don't sit back. Don't drop 8, rush 3. That's not the style of defense that the Bears are going to play. That's not the tenacity with which this team operates. So I was fascinated how they were going to play this. The Bears rushed 6, and the Bengals had 4 wide receivers. They had a running back blocking. But the Bears came after them. They went 6-on-6 in the defensive front, took their chances in the backfield. We know what happens. Flacco did not have a chance. The ball flutters in the air. Flacco's got a huge arm, obviously. And there's Nashawn Wright streaking in to make the interception to put this game away. So I talked to Nashawn Wright about the strategy behind this. Here's Nashawn Wright.
That last play, some teams rushed 3 of those spots. You guys rushed 6 or 7, whatever it was.
Yeah.
What was the mindset for you guys on that last play for them?
In those situations, you don't want to just give quarterback a clean pocket to be able to heave it up. So just getting pressure, moving them off the spot, it's kind of something we talk about, just not letting them be able to sit back and can at 60 yards and even allow them to attempt a Hail Mary. So I think that's the mindset behind it.
So you were obviously, I take me through like your assignment on that play, obviously breaking into to make the play in the end. But.
Yeah, I mean, just really guard my man, and then guard my man through the play, and then I just seen the ball thrown, and it was short, and I just ran and grabbed it.
How do you assist the defensive effort as a whole today?
We could be better. The offense bailed us out today, and I think we go back tomorrow, and we fix the things that we need to fix, and then go back to work.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for making me angry about last year's Hail Mary. As Nashawn Wright's talking about, like, yeah, what you don't want to do is give him a clean pocket. Also, you don't want to
spy.
Send somebody to spy on the quarterback.
That would be stupid when you could blitz that person.
Right.
And then you can move the quarterback off the spot to make it more difficult for them to throw a Hail Mary clean.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
That would be really silly for someone to have to do that.
I mentioned Pat Mahomes had a chance for a Hail Mary yesterday. And
they moved him off the spot.
The Bills moved him off the spot and made life difficult. And he couldn't get the ball where he needed to get it. He almost did on the play before that.
Yeah, man. It hit the receiver's hands.
Yes, it did.
He's amazing. And so is Chris Emma. Emma, we appreciate it. We know you got to go back over to BBM. So thank you for jumping on with us. We appreciate you.
Take care, boys.
That is Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for us. He was in Cincinnati, heard all that good locker room tape that he had there, which is tremendous. Tanny, what are we doing next, other than giving away Foo Fighter tickets?
Oh, what a tease.
Foo Fighters.
Our guy Olin has a request for Speaks.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
Is he looking for some help on how
bad,
to?
Nothing bad.
Wants me to help teach some centers how to play. He thought about it. He's like, you know what? I need some assists over at the gym. Bring in Speaks.
He wants to share the video. Like, this is what not to do here.
Yeah, that's probably wise.
We'll hear from Olin next here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Let's go.
You got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
As a matter of fact, Coach, we do have some tickets lying around. We're going to hook you up. It's a little bonus. Extra pair of tickets to go see Foo Fighters. Their Take Cover Tour 2026 with special guest Queens of the Stone Age at Soldier Field Saturday, August 8th, 2026. Tickets went on sale last week, and now they're available if you want to buy yourself some. So be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 right now.
I'm a big fan of Queens of the Stone Age and Caius, the band that Josh Homme was in before. That's a sweet opener. And they've worked with Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters before. So that should be a really cool night. Foo Fighters. Yeah.
So, Tanny, did the legendary center from the Mighty Sequoias get called out?
No. In a good way.
All right.
Called out in a good way.
Nothing bad.
A request, yeah. Like, as you guys know, I'd love listening to the pregame, as most listeners do. Almost everyone in the Chicago area is listening to the pregame show on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We love a noon game. I love carving out my 9 a.m. to noon and listen to our guys, Mully, Olin, and Pat, do the pregame. And
it's almost like you only listen to Hit and Run out of, like, your Sunday, routine.
I would listen. You would. I'll listen to Hit and Run if the Sox had a nice win the night before. So it's, you know, few and far between. Speaks. I don't know what I'm going to tell you.
Tell you what.
Tell you what.
So one of the best parts about the pregame show is when Grody does his hit. Okay, so, you know, because Grody and Olin, it's becoming my favorite tandem here at the Score.
They want to get some field condition stuff from Grody. Sometimes he's not even there.
Yeah, that's why they put Biggs on. Like, you know what? Let's just eliminate that part of it. No more field conditions for Grody when he's not there. I'm a bit of an Olin and Grody hipster. I remember the days of the Demir Bird discourse. So they brought it yesterday, and there was a little request for Speaks here on the back end.
What if you were out there and Brisker was trash talking you, Olin, no. And he was trying to make you cry? What would happen? Could he?
The farther you get away from the football, Grody, the farther you get away from football. So I don't worry about safeties. I got to worry about like Billings. I got to worry about like actually big tough guys. The little nets who run around and run their mouth. I don't worry about them too much.
What's up with the Brody? Brody, where did that come
from? But Grody, it's like Grody, but you're my Brody. Yeah. But bro,
yeah.
So you're like Brody.
You are my Brody. Hey, you just be
Brody,
ready in a few weeks.
There's our shtick. Brody, we'll sell it.
Hey, from what I understand, you and I are going to be hosting this pregame show together, so let's get all our shtick ready.
I understand. And listen, if you hear like something about Wally Pipp, remember there's AI out there. So somebody might have created that. You never know.
Hey, where's the Iron Man going to be? You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened?
Yeah, man. Finally down.
I know.
Oh man, but no, it feels like there are so many opportunities for the Bears, and I don't know, like the offense, it's a test for the defense today against these guys. The Bears have not proven defensively that they can be really good when they don't have the turnovers. The Bears have three or more takeaways in each of their wins, one takeaway in their three losses. So the correlation, I think, is real when it comes to the defense. Let's just see if they can play a sturdy game today. Love to have the takeaways, but even without, see the defense come to play today.
Let's not talk takeaways. Pat is the master of takeaways, and we'll ask him later on in the program.
Wait till the last segment.
Don't steal his thunder. Oh, Pat has predicted it correctly many, many times.
Al Harris says what he says on the field before the game, but I'm more correct.
Yeah, well,
it's
really.
It's easier when you're behind a Pat microphone.
You don't really notice, Grody, but Pat had the first ever punch out. Peanut copied him.
Yeah, that's right. I did have Peanut's first ever punch out fumble recovery.
See what I'm saying? Yes.
Wow.
There it is.
So the museum
of takeaways.
That's right.
So when Olin and Tillman go into the Hall of Fame, you're going to have to decide for whom you want to give the speech, because obviously. So you've influenced
I can just
both of those guys. Yeah. By the way, I want
Brody?
More.
Brody. Oh. Brody, you, Brody. Come on, man.
You got it, Roots. Hey, what up, Roots? That actually sounds kind of cool. I love, by the way,
the
I was listening to you. I love. Here's what I want from you, Olin. Here's what I want from you. I want 10 minutes.
Give it to
me. Ready for this?
Show. Let's go, Roots.
Yes, I'm listening. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Roots and Brody, we're going to do shtick.
We need a song. We're going to Spiegel to write the song.
All right, I'm in. For the Roots and Brody show, I'm so in.
He's already starting to write stuff down
grabbing the legal pad.
Hey.
Roots and Brody. Oh, yeah. I mean,
can someone play him a beat or something?
We can workshop this thing right now.
You know, I've been looking for a way. It's been a long time since we did a parody song. I miss writing them. This is a great request. That is, you know, and when Olin Krutz asks, you deliver. You step up and you deliver.
It's probably not an ask. It's probably a demand. So you better get working on that.
Yep.
So not Krutz and Grody, but Roots and Brody.
Yep.
Right? I like that Olin's name goes first, too.
Well,
he deserves that.
It should.
Yeah. You know. Played in the National Football League for a long time. Centers, all former centers, when they have radio shows, their names should go first. That's how I've always felt about it.
Is that how it goes? All right. Duly noted.
Just because I'm a center. That's all.
All right. Have that on the list.
I like the click. Good job clicking over there.
I don't know if you noticed, but Ben's been clicking with the thumb.
Oh, no, he went back to the thumb. That's good.
Yeah.
That looks less like a serial killer than the index finger.
You just made the list!
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. It is worth noting, though, I'm still trying to figure out if I like Ben Johnson's sideline demeanor. I think I do.
I'm telling you, man.
But it's definitely giving off sociopath vibes.
I mentioned it in transition. It's a really good opportunity. If you have the game DVR'd, go back and watch him before the trick play call, before the hot potato in the first quarter at the end of the first drive. When you know that's what he's dialing up on fourth down, it makes watching those three cutaways so cool because you see him like thinking, all right, yep, we're going to go for it. Of course, that's guaranteed. What should we do? I know what we're going to do. And he's like, he's freaking devilish.
You know, I want to make sure you've seen this movie. You've seen Die Hard, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It reminds me of the moment where they're sitting there trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. And the SWAT guy's like, send in the car. Send in the car. And then they're like, no, don't send in the car. They're stuck. Send in the car. That's what it reminds me of when I watch Ben on that play.
And you see, like, he takes this deep breath of confidence and he's excited because we know he loves trick plays. He adores them. The guys talked about it yesterday, that in practice when he's setting up the trick plays, he's like, oh, yeah, you guys are going to love this.
Yeah, I mean, that Coach Johnson, he loves those. And
he loves those. Caleb said that Ben's like is so excited when he calls him, and that's they're not sometimes. The players are not.
The Bears have not traditionally been a team that wins shootout games.
Yep.
In fact, this is the first time they've ever won giving up this many points. How much excitement has been brought to the offense when you guys go through the week and you see these creative ideas being put into the game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think that excitement, I think Ben actually sometimes wishes for a little bit more excitement when he's installing it, but we're all just kind of focused on trying to make sure the play looks good.
That's hilarious. So you can so you know Ben is like, all right,
send in the car.
and the players
then,
are like,
well, the car gets blown up. The quarterback is toast.
But the players are like, yeah, Ben, whatever. It's just a play. It's
man.
Just a play, man. We'll get it.
That's great though. They have someone get that excited about the opportunity.
Right? Don't you like you and I get excited about a segment.
Yeah.
We've been doing radio a long time, but we get excited.
I used to love when I would hit the legal perfectly when I was a producer in the nighttime show. That was like my favorite bleep. When I could time it up and get the legal playing right at 1:00.
Whatever your job is, you know? It's like when Alex holds the dry erase board perfectly. For Wani, you know what I mean? When it's right perfectly in frame. Doesn't happen a lot, but maybe next week.
Is this because he doesn't want to go to dinner? This is why he doesn't want to go to dinner.
I'm offended he doesn't want to go to dinner.
He wants to do something nice for the world.
If you would have asked me like 3 hours earlier, I would have been able to go.
So it's all about your schedule. I get it. You're an important guy over there.
Thank you, Tanny, for joining me and relentlessly making fun of Alex, who is a delightful guy and doesn't deserve any of this.
Well, tomorrow we will probably have some time for baseball, considering the Cubs have 3 Gold Glovers and a World Series happen, but probably not.
Not just any World Series, man. That was beautiful.
Epic. An absolutely epic one. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show the show every single day. Bears win! We're going to try to repay that support and love with a brand new show tomorrow, starting at 2:00. Bears win. They're 5-3.
A brand new show. Rootsy and Brody are you starting up? Gotta get to work, Speed.
Hey, man. You know, so you got to get on your job. You got to get that thing done before
Roots
tomorrow.
And Brody, Roots and Brody. Roots and Brody. Roots and Brody. I'm working on it.
Is that
developing.
It?
No. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Roots and Brody, yeah!
Don't do that one.
No, I won't do that one.
Also, don't ask LeVar Burton to be a part of it.
Or Adrian Brody.
Actually, if you could get them both together, that'd actually be pretty good.
Burton and Brody, coming soon.
We will see you clowns tomorrow here on The Score.
Yes.
I'm on it. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.